Brandon Darby slams funding bill as betrayal of border security advocates. By Bob Price on February 18, 2019. Breitbart News Border/Cartel Chronicles Director Brandon Darby slammed the spending resolution passed by Congress and signed by President Donald Trump last week, calling the measure a betrayal to supporters of increased border security. His comments came during an interview on Breitbart News Tonight. Darby explained that due to a provision in the spending bill Trump signed on Friday, it is almost going to be impossible to deport migrants who cross the border from Mexico if they have a minor with them. It's going to be impossible to allow them to self-deport. It's going to be impossible, Darby told SiriusXM host Rebecca Mansour on Friday. Trump really should have sought broader counsel before he signed it, and he didn't. Listen. Darby minced no words in his criticism of the president's decision to sign the bill. He screwed the pooch. Mansour laid out the problematic provision in the new law that Darby said makes it impossible to deport the migrants who arrive with a child, explaining that it says basically, if you come with a child you cannot be deported. By child we mean anybody under the age of 18. This is basically telling human traffickers to attach a child to your migrant caravan and say that everybody that's with that child is a family member, and you get in. Mansour said this provision puts the status even more plainly in the law. Now, it's literally in the law that if you have a child, you are not deported. She called the new law deportation kryptonite. This seems to be a total lure for human traffickers, Mansour continued. We have to understand, Darby responded. There are a lot of bad people who cross that border. It is not a safe place. It is a very dangerous place in some areas. Darby cited a March 2014 article that reported the deportation of more than 7,000 sex offenders from Texas alone during a three-year period. More than a quarter of those committed sex offenses against children. Darby wrote in the article about a more concerning possibility. The sex offenders illegally entering the U.S. through the porous U.S.-Mexico border are possibly being deported and coming right back to offend again. What I am pointing out, Darby continued in the radio interview, is that there are thousands of bad people coming into our country, tens of thousands of good people, but thousands of bad people. All they have to do is kidnap a baby and they get to live in the United States now. That's all they have to do, is show up with a kidnapped baby. We have no way to prove it, we're not DNA testing, we have no way to prove it. He went on to explain that the president codified the worst things that inspire and encourage people to come to our border, the worst pull factors possible. During the interview, Darby also discussed the historical corruption of South Texas border county officials who now have veto power over the administration's ability to build barriers in certain sections of the Rio Grande Valley sector. Further, he discussed with Americans for Limited Government's Rick Manning about the constitutional impact of a state like Texas declaring a state of emergency and the federal government's constitutionally required response. Darby also slammed the Trump administration's failure to take effective action against Mexican drug cartels, particularly the Gulf Cartel, which he stated derives substantial revenue from the smuggling of human beings into South Texas. I think Barack Obama did a better job of going after Mexican cartels than the Trump administration has done, Darby expressed. There's just no way to put lipstick on this pig. He screwed the pooch, and we're in trouble. Darby's entire interview with Rebecca Mansour and Rick Manning is available online. Breitbart News Tonight airs on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.